AM 1400, FM 93.3, K1, 43 degrees, it's 9:46, and it's time for Bruin Buzz.
This is One-on-One with the Professional on AM 1400, K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
Good morning, 43 degrees. It's 9:46 on K1, time for Bruin Buzz at this time every Friday morning with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. And saw Coach Bart last night at the Great American Conference Tournament. Not a Bartlesville High event, but an event going on at Bartlesville High School. And Coach Bart, I know that's taken up some of your guys' time at the end of this week, and a good set of games yesterday, and should be a good set of games for the women today as well.
Yeah, it was a great time. There were some very good games last night. It's something that's, put on by the Sports Commission, and it's good for Bartlesville and our community, and I thought that crowds were very good last night. Might be the best open crowds we've ever had. And we got to see Nick Shoemaker play. You know, it didn't last long, but we got to see him play.
Yeah, and that leads me right into what I wanted to talk about. You had Nick Shoemaker with Southwestern Oklahoma State University last night on the men's side play back in his old high school field house. And then, of course, Haley Tucker going to play at noon today as they both play for SWASU. Shoemaker was 3 of 6 from beyond the arc last night in a very entertaining ball game between Southern Arkansas and the Bulldogs of Southwestern Oklahoma State University. And unfortunately, they gave up an 18-point lead, so Shoemaker's GAC this freshman year is over, but he'll have a few more years to come back home and play at Bruin Fieldhouse, and that's kind of cool looking ahead now that we know the GAC is going to stay in Bartlesville for 3 years past this one, that we're going to see some local kids play in that tournament every year going forward.
Yeah, it even makes it more special. You know, it's pretty special for high school to host a Division II tournament. Postseason tournament, but when you have some local talent like Nick and Haley coming back, and Ross Moore has played here in the past, and Ben Rosenstein, when he was in Northeastern State, they didn't qualify, but that makes it a lot more fun, and I know our community comes out, and as loyal as they are, they come out and they support the team, and that makes a lot of fun. Like I say, I hate it that they lost, and only going to be here for one game, but it was still exciting. And like you said, at noon today, we can see Haley play, who made mention, Haley was the freshman of the year and first team all conference as a freshman. So that's pretty exciting and a special award for her.
Yeah, and well, from what I read, she's the first time a freshman has been named to the first team all conference on the women's side there. And she was top 10 in a lot of big categories and freshman in all of Division II, so had an outstanding year starting for Southwestern Oklahoma State.
Yeah, and she's just going to get better and better. I know the coaches, I've talked to some of the coaches and some of their, I know I was talking to Coach Batisi, the men's coach, and he was just raving about her and how well she was playing and how special she was, so it was a good decision by Haley, and she's reaping the rewards right now.
And, it's interesting. You talked about how cool it is for the community, and they get behind it and support it. Obviously, with volunteering and then going to the games as well, they'll start at noon and run through 8 o'clock tonight. Same thing tomorrow. 4 games today, 4 games tomorrow, then 2 games on Sunday. You can kind of see the schedule online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. But it's just a different feel walking around town even. I've been downtown a little bit the last couple of days and talking with some people here at the station where they ran into teams at restaurants and convenience stores, and looking at the hotels, the lights are on with buses parked in the parking lots everywhere. So it kind of takes over the town for a little bit this weekend, and it's a cool feeling to see those 16 different basketball teams bringing, 10 to 15 players, let alone managers and coaches and students and parents and stuff like that, and embarking on our community and spending their money here and their weekend here. And it's a very cool deal. And if you had some time this weekend. Come out to Bruin Fieldhouse. I know Rumble the Bison's going to be there tonight, but it's a really good event. It's high-quality basketball, obviously, and you can help give back to the event that gives a lot back to Bartlesville as well.
Yeah, that's the whole reason we brought it to Bartlesville was to try to generate some economic development by the way of sporting events, and we thought that was an area that we could help in. Back when we started the Sports Commission, this was the very first thing we went after. Our volunteer base is just awesome. The people just come out and they help and give up free time. And like you say, it does. I don't have those numbers, but I know that the economic development has been very good for Bartlesville. And like you say, when you walk around, they put the banners up downtown and buses. And we had hoped one day that it becomes kind of like the Big 12 where, people will take some vacation come up here and spend 3 or 4 days and try to stay as long as they can. And that would be awesome to start selling out where you couldn't get a ticket. I mean, that would be our ultimate goal, but just a great event. It's a great event for our community and for the high school. It's kind of a joint venture between the high school and the sports commission. I enjoy having it there from a basketball standpoint but it is good basketball. It's fun and it is entertaining.
Talking with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart on Bruin Buzz here on K1 at this time every Friday morning. AM 1400, FM 93.3. Great American Conference men's and women's basketball tournaments going on this weekend at Bruin Fieldhouse. Day one wrapped up yesterday. Day number two going to tip off here in just a couple of hours with former Lady Bruin Haley Tucker on the court for Southwestern Oklahoma State University. Looking at Bartlesville athletics-wise, since we talked last, Bruin basketball team finished up their season at Putnam City North against a very good ball club. Had a chance to see the baseball team yesterday afternoon at home against Ponca City, and they'll continue their homestand on Monday night against Bixby. And soccer starting the year with a couple straight games at home as well. They'll be facing Sepulpa tonight at Custer Stadium.
There is not much downtime in the athletic department from one sport to the next. Like you say, last weekend we got finished, wrapped up swimming and wrestling and basketball, and now we're already playing baseball and tennis. Went to Westmore on this week, and we've already had a couple of soccer games, so it's just straight into it. So busy time. This may be one of our most busiest times of the year. We probably have more athletes participating in various sports at this time of year than any time.
Yeah.
So that means we're transporting a lot, and that means there's a lot of work and detail goes in to getting those individuals to their sports and hosting those games.
Yeah, just thinking about it off the top of my head, you obviously have both the soccer teams, you have baseball, both the tennis teams, two track teams, two soccer teams. I think I already mentioned that, but you've got a lot.
Two golf teams.
Yes, two
golf
teams.
Softball. Mm-hmm. There's this, like you said, this is kind of our busiest time of the year. I think most people, if you just kind of think about it, you think, okay, football's done, now basketball's done. What do y'all do up there right now? And then you start looking at that and you realize, well, we have other sports going on. And there's never really a downtime. As far as our department, we get a little downtime maybe in June. And that's really about it. Because once you hit July, you're back making sure all the schedules and you're getting ready for the next year because they're going to come back in August. So it's pretty much a 12-month job nowadays.
And then specifically talking about some sports this spring, I know the soccer teams got out to a 1-0 start. They both beat Tulsa Edison earlier this week, and I had a chance to talk with Coach Lipscomb. And it sounds like they're going to have a younger group of guys, but I know still a lot of guys coming back with varsity experience, and they're looking to make the playoffs once again in a tough district with Jinx and Broken Arrow and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's as a coach, not not just our soccer team, but, you know, as a coach in general, it's hard just to figure out how, I mean, sometimes you graduate some really good players, but the main nucleus of your team is coming back, and you go out and you perform better, and you have a better year. And sometimes you think you have all these returning starters back, and maybe you don't play as good because you've missed one key element of your team. So early, you're just trying to put teams together and find the chemistry and put them out there and find the best solution and try to tweak it a little bit until you find that rotation you want. And I think that's true in any sports. So I know they're going to – I know they've got some really talented players, and I know they're able to score some goals. It's just, you know, can we defend? I know that was a question mark. And, you know, can we take care of the ball?
And then talking about baseball now, I had a chance to go out and see the Bruins take on Ponca City. Obviously, they played Broken Arrow to start the season earlier this week, and that's always a tough task. And Ponca City, starting pitching, gave up 3 runs in the first and second, then they put up a 7th spot in the bottom of the first inning, so it was kind of a wild game. But I would guess that they'll probably get some of those things settled down as we settle into a more regular rotation and get some of those guys all the way back from winter sports. For instance, A.J. Archambault threw a couple of innings last night, but I know that he's one of their better pitchers, and shut down Ponca City, but was obviously on a big pitch count limit because he just finished up basketball 7 days ago.
Yeah, you know, there is a transition period, and they overlap nowadays, and everybody is ready to get their season started. So it's kind of like, you know, the basketball team, it took them about 3 weeks to get the football players in there and get them playing. But, it appears that, I don't know if this is normal, but it feels our hitting is out in front of our fielding, and that we're really hitting the ball well. We're not making too many errors. You know, you think your fielding would be ahead of your hitting and take you a while to adjust, but we're able to score some runs and hit the ball, but just maybe making too many silly mistakes and errors.
And Bill Dungy's Memorial Stadium looking pretty good. I know we talked about the school taking control of that, but that was the first time I've set foot in there since, I think, August of last year, maybe even late July, and the field looks very nice. I think the warm weather's been kind to it the last couple weeks.
Yes, it has, and we've overseeded that and took some haul some dirt in to take care of some low spots and to get it shaped up. And I think Spence has done a great job of preparing the field and making it nice. Because, the problem was that because of the weather, if you just like your front yard, it's not going to start greening up until, June, late May, June, July. Well, that's where Legion season. That's not high school baseball season. So we tried to jumpstart and get on it a little quicker this year. And Spence and his staff done a great job, and I think it's just anybody that's been out there, just really pretty, and it's kind of nice to see it green this time of year.
And they'll be back at home again on Monday hosting Bixby, and that's when we'll kick off our broadcast of Bruin baseball right here on K1. Don't forget, at noon today, Haley Tucker, former Lady Bruin, in action at the Great American Conference Women's Basketball Tournament at Bruin Fieldhouse, and that event going on all weekend long at Bartlesville High School. Coach Bart, appreciate it. We'll see you out there.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.